Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Kennedy and Annie are actually at the South Shore Annex down in Quincy, a.k.a. Kennedy's living room.
Hold on a moment.
What are you doing?
I'm arranging pillows. I need to get comfortable.
She's getting real comfy over there.
So I can see Kennedy. We have video going, so I can see in her home right now. And it's just a beautiful view of Kennedy laid out on her couch in her pajamas.
Tough life.
Yeah, and Dan and I are not on our couches and not in our pajamas.
Look, I would love to be there. You guys know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
This was not my call. So.
Sure. I didn't even know this technology existed, Dan.
I know. We're missing out.
So Brittany is a listener to the show, Kennedy, and she shared with us a story, and we were just kind of like, oh my gosh, what if you found yourself in this situation? So Brittany is supposed to get married in a couple of weeks. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
So you're working from home now, like a lot of people are. You're supposed to get married. What is your fiance's name?
Craig.
Craig. So at what point do you and Craig realize that, oh my gosh, we might have to like completely scrap all of our plans?
So, you know, it wasn't until Friday night we were sitting at the kitchen table having dinner, and we just started talking about, you know, with everything going on and the likelihood that a shelter in place could go into effect because it was happening everywhere else. And, you know, we just kind of came to our senses that, you know, something is probably going to happen at some point this week. And if so, that 2 or 3 weeks is going to run right over our date. And if we want to make this happen, we got to just do it.
Now, what about like deposits and stuff like that? Because I know how it is in the wedding industry. If you're going to book a DJ, a photographer, a caterer, all of that stuff, what happened with your deposits?
Yep. So, I mean, luckily, our venue was our backyard, which, you know, I was saying earlier, you'd think it would be a lot easier because everything's in your control, but sometimes working with a venue is the way to go. but, you know, anything that I had already put money towards, you know, I called all of them all over the weekend and told them I'm still going to have a big reception with family. It's just not going to be now. It's going to be probably towards the end of the summer, I hope, or early fall. And everyone has been extremely flexible in the industry right now. And, you know, I know that I'm not the only one this happened to. I have many friends that were supposed to get married this spring. Some weddings are already postponed. Some are just on hold. And it seems like the venues and the vendors are being very, very cooperative.
So but you just said, okay, to heck with it. Let's go ahead. How many people were at your wedding?
So we went from, you know, it was supposed to be just immediate family of just about 60 people. And it ended up just being me, my now husband, my parents, his parents, and the JP. And
all 6 feet apart?
And that was it. yep. So my parents were on the one side, his parents on the other. but it was great. You know, I set up, I sent him to Best Buy that morning. We got a tripod. We set up two cameras. I made a Facebook Live group, and the whole family streamed in from all over the country
that
and got
amazing.
To watch.
That is amazing. Brittany. I mean, I'm sad, but at the same time, I feel like this is such an amazing story that you're going to be able to tell your kids.
And Brittany, at the end of the day, that reception in a couple months is going to be amazing.
Think of all the money you saved on the open bar.
Well, I was just saying, you know, we can't wait to someday when our daughter asks us for a $100,000 wedding, and I'm going to show her the backyard and say, well, we did it right here, so.
With a tripod and a cell phone.
Our love survived a pandemic. We didn't need it that time.
It's Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We're talking to Brittany, a listener of the show, who was supposed to get married in a couple of weeks. And then, of course, you get a stay-at-home order, and you just kind of make the best of it. And so were you planning a honeymoon? I want to ask you that.
No, not yet. Just with everything going on. And my now husband, he's a driver for UPS. So our honeymoon has been great so far. It's been me at home and him at work.
Oh. And Brittany, you're about to have a baby, right?
I am. I'm due June 8th. Yep.
Oh, so you got a lot happening. Going on.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So that was honestly a big reason that we decided, you know, it was always a priority to us that we're a family first for her before she comes into this world. And we just knew that if we didn't do this right away, the likelihood that we could get something going in the next few months might not actually happen. So, you know, we just did what we had to do. And it was beautiful. It was an awesome day.
Is her name going to be Corona?
No, her name is going to be Drew, after Drew Bledsoe. We're big Drew Bledsoe fans in this house.
Oh, wow.
I love you. I love you.
That's the strangest part of this whole story.
It's the best part of this whole story.
You're like, thank God that Brady guy went to Tampa.
Bring back Bledsoe.
Stole all of Drew's shine.
Drew Bledsoe would have had 6 rings. That's what
they
I'm
have,
saying.
Like, a dartboard
and he would have never left us.
Oh. Oh my God, this is the best story ever.
Well, congratulations to you and your husband, and thank you for sharing your story with us.
Thank you so much.
All right,
Brittany.
There goes listener Brittany, who had to cancel her wedding that was going to be happening because of what's going on with the coronavirus. Pretty well.
So she said, hell with it. I'm getting married anyway. Can't
for
stop
little
this.
Baby Drew.
For little baby Drew.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.